What, wait, was it Alex Cooper? How good was Alex and Cooper? Awesome. All right, it is so great to be here tonight with all of you. How good is it to be here on a Friday? That's what I thought. I don't know about you guys, but sometimes Friday night is what keeps me going through the week. As Singe said, my name is Laura, and if I haven't met you before, hi, I'm part of our senior leadership team. And if tonight is your first night, a really, really big welcome to you. So this term we've started talking about a big word. I do love words. I'm not just a teacher. I'm an English teacher. And it starts with E. And I'm not actually talking about English, even though I'm a VCE English teacher, and it wouldn't be a talk that I was giving if I didn't mention that somewhere. Please read your text. It's good for you. We are talking tonight about the E word, evangelism. Yeah, right? Which, if you look up a dictionary, which, come on, of course I did, it actually means the spreading of the Christian gospel by public preaching or personal witness. So it is essential to our Christian faith that we not only know what evangelism is, but that we can actually engage with it as well. We need to move from this idea of evangelism being a noun, a thing, and look at it as a verb, evangelize, something we actually do. So we're going to start to gain an understanding of what this looks like for us over the next coming weeks. Tonight, I'm talking about getting prepared to evangelize, or preparing, and what it looks like to be prepared. In the Bible, in the book of Peter, it tells us to always be prepared to have an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. So being prepared is actually a biblical concept. But we really need to dive into the, well, how can we be prepared? So to illustrate this, I asked a couple of friends of mine to do me a favor this week. Can I get Morgan, yeah. Ben, and Mel up for me, please? And can you bring your cakes? I love that. I'm very impressed. All right, we'll pop these down on the table. Yeah, make it look how you'd like it to look. Fantastic. I can't make one. Mel, did you take a bite out of your cake?
I didn't. Someone else took a bite out of my cake.
Oh, Ben, that's beautiful. All right, so I asked my friends to bring me a cake to you tonight. We're going to start with Ben, who brought out our lovely homemade cake here. Ben, did you make this cake?
I did not make this cake. Katie did.
That's all right. We miss Katie. We love her. She couldn't be with us tonight. Ben, do you know how much time or notice I gave Katie to make the cake?
I have a feeling it was last week.
Yeah, I spoke to her last Friday and said, hey, Katie, can you get me a cake? Can you organise a cake for youth next Friday night for me? Do you know when she made this one?
She made it Wednesday night
for us after recharge. So it's a homemade cake. She had time to think about it. I'm so sorry. And prepare it. Can you pass the mic to Morgan, please, Ben? Hey, Morgan.
Thanks, Ben.
When did I ask you to get a cake?
At 12 p.m.
Excellent. And Morgan brought me a cake. Yeah. Yeah. He picked us up Woolies mud cake. So he did bring me a cake. It's great. Hey, Mel.
Yeah.
Your cake is this lovely one that has had a bite taken out of it. And it looks like it might be served on a plate that came from the kitchen in the
maybe.
Yeah. Can you tell me when I asked you to bring a cake? At about 6 foot, how did you feel when I said, can you get me a cake?
A bit stressed. I had seen the urgency that there was pieces
of
carrot cake in the kitchen that were left over from something, and I also found some sprinkles in the cupboard.
Oh, very nice. Nice improvising, Mel. Can you pass the mic to Morgan? Morgan, when I texted you today at about 12 o'clock, how did you feel when I said, can you please get me a cake? That's fair. That's fair. Was your first thought, I'm going to buy a cake?
Immediately.
Immediately. Fantastic. Thank you. I'll grab that and give it to Ben. Ben, you didn't make this cake, but I do want to say, when did Katie ask you to bring the cake?
This afternoon.
But I do want to say that before Katie asked Ben to bring the cake, Katie actually messaged me and said, I'm not going to be there tonight. I was meant to bring a cake. Is it going to be a really big issue if I'm not there? Or can Ben bring the cake? And I was like, Ben can bring the cake. The fact that you spoke to me and you planned and you thought about this shows the preparation you've put in. Can we give a round of applause to our cake guests? Thank you, guys. You're good. Fine. We'll leave the cake there and you guys can get hungry. Morgan might even share his later. So my illustration with this, now that my laptop's turned itself off, was to get us to think about the fact that Katie had a week. She made us a lovely homemade cake. She iced it. She got it organised Wednesday night. Morgan had a couple of hours. Mel had maybe 15 minutes. And you can see here, when I asked Mel to get me a cake at 6:45 and she was already here, she was like, Laura, how on earth am I going to get you a cake? I haven't had time to prepare. I haven't had time to think about this. Morgan had a little bit longer and we got a relatively nice cake from Morgan, so thanks for that. But my point here is we need to plan. We need to make the time and we need to prepare because it has a direct impact on the way in which we share our faith. If we haven't had time to stop and think about it, we're not going to be prepared to share about it. So, can we have one more round of applause for my cake volunteers, please? Let's keep going. So, to give you guys another analogy, because I do love them, when we go to Camp No Fear, I said, when we go to Camp No Fear, that is much better. Also, my new friends in the room, if people around you started screaming and you were like, what on earth is going on? After this, ask them or a leader why everyone was cheering. You want to be part of this. We send you, about a week before camp, a list of what you need to pack. Can you guys shout out some things that are on that list for me? Shoes, towel.
Messy clothes.
What's that? Sleeping bags, Bibles, all right. I am really impressed that we really know what's on that list. Don't forget the sunscreen. We know when we go to Camp No Fear, we need to pack things like clothes that can get a bit messy, a Bible, more clothes that can get messy, a sleeping bag, more clothes that can get messy. You get the point. You have a list of things that you need to pack so that you are prepared for camp and so that you can join in, have the best possible time with your leaders and friends. I thought somebody else was bringing me another cake and I got really excited. Evangelism is similar. We need to be prepared so that we can give an answer to our friends who might ask us, why do you go to youth? Or why can't you work that shift on a Friday night? Or what's the point of church? So let's look at some of those ways in which we can be prepared. Are you guys ready? Yeah, nice. All right, the first one is we need to process it. Process sounds like a fairly boring word. I'm sorry, my lovely husband, Tim. I know you love logistics, but process does sound a little boring. But when we are talking about process, what we're actually talking about is spending time thinking about your answer. If evangelism means sharing the gospel, particularly through our personal testimony, we need to stop and take the time to process and reflect on what Jesus has done for us and why we go to youth, why this is the place where we choose to spend our Friday nights, why we go to church, why we believe what we do. And it's not from the Bible, but I'd like to give us an Alexander Hamilton quote. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. We need to know why we stand for what we do, what the importance of the gospel is, and how it has personally impacted us. And to do this, we actually need to spend time thinking about our own personal journeys. We need to process what He has done for us so that we're confident to share our personal testimony with others. I've got a bit of a mini challenge for you for later. Your youth leaders are young adults. Some are younger than others. All of them are younger than me, who choose to spend every Friday night here with you. Try asking some of them tonight why they do it. Why do they choose to be here every Friday night? I guarantee, and not just because I told them to prep an answer earlier, they will have an answer for you. Something that they've had time to think about and process. Take the time. Go through the process. Secondly, you need to pray. And be really intentional with this. You need to obviously be praying your regular prayers, whatever this looks like for you. Lord, I pray that my mum will come to know you. I pray that I choose my words wisely today. I pray for that SAC coming up that I probably should have studied a bit more for. Pray for the opportunities. And this is super scary because when you pray for these opportunities to share your faith, I almost feel like God gets really excited and He's like, right, let's do this. When you pray for opportunities, it might look like, Lord, I pray that I will be able to share who you are today. Or even, Jesus, I pray that youth comes up in conversation today. Or just, Lord, today give me an opportunity to share your love. God gives us those opportunities. And it may not happen the exact moment we pray or even the same day, but we need to be spending time praying for those opportunities. Something I'll share with you. I work at a Christian school. I attend church here. I volunteer on a Friday night. So sometimes it feels like where you can actually evangelize and share the gospel is limited. Everyone seems to know Jesus or have heard about Jesus. But there are people in your world, whether it is at a part-time job, a neighbor, a family friend, or a friend at school, or someone you might share a hobby with, someone you meet once, maybe it's your hairdresser. But there are opportunities. I train several nights a week, and I have absolutely noticed that this is where my opportunities are, sharing with people at my studio. And it does honestly just look like answering the question, what have you got planned for the weekend? One of my friends there actually asked me recently if I could pray for a family member of hers that was going into hospital. She told me that she didn't believe in God, but she knew I did, and she wanted someone to pray for her mum. God places people in our lives, in our worlds, for a reason. Pray for those opportunities to speak about Him. And finally, pounce. And look, it's not just a cat reference, although most of us know that I am a proud card-carrying cat lady. These have probably got cat hair on them. Hey, Tim, remember, cats should know about Mother's Day. It's on Sunday. If you pray for these opportunities, God will give them to you. So maybe pray for courage while you're there. Every time someone asks you, what did you do on the weekend? You have the opportunity to pounce. You have the opportunity to tell them that you went to church, to tell them that you went to youth. When they ask, what was that like? What'd you do? Give them more than, it was okay. Tell them you heard an interesting message. There was a band playing. Ask them, hey, you know, you should join me sometime if you're not doing anything. You'll hear more about how to pounce in other weeks. Tonight, I just want to encourage you not to miss that opportunity. I've got one more quick story, if that's okay. A while ago, like a few years, I met a girl named Delaney. Where is she? Delaney, come up here for a moment. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Delaney here had been involved with our Broadway in a Week program. Again, if you're feeling out of the loop, ask the people who were cheering. Another great thing to get involved with here. And she'd actually joined the youth drama team that Tim and I were running at the time. We had performed at youth, and it was Delaney's first time here, and she'd chosen to stick around and see what Equip was like. And it was a worship night. So there was this beautiful music and prayer and a really spiritual atmosphere. And keep in mind, it was your first night here, Delaney. Yes. And she had never been to something like this before, and Delaney hadn't come from a church attending house. I was sitting there with a brand new Bible, a couple of seats behind Delaney. I had literally bought it that day. And I clearly heard God say, "Hey, Laura, give Delaney the Bible." And me being me, I was like, "What? No, I bought this today. It's mine." And God said to me in response, "You haven't highlighted anything in it. You haven't even written your name in the front cover." And I was like, "Yeah, but God, she'll think I'm really weird. She's not familiar with this stuff." And God was like, "Do it. I've got this." So we argued for a little bit longer. And a little reluctantly, I pounced. I spoke with Delaney. I told her that I hope she didn't think I was a weirdo when I gave her this new Bible. Hey, Lainey, yeah. Do you still have that Bible?
I still have that Bible.
Do you? Yeah, give her. That's how many years ago was that?
Oh, I'm showing my age. I think it's about 8 years ago.
8 years ago. Wow. What kind of impact did that first night at youth have on you, and having someone take the opportunity have?
Yeah, great question.
Yep. Yep.
She's like, "It's Jesus." I'm like, "Oh, okay." But that symbolism of you giving me your Bible, but I didn't even know that story that you actually brought me, like you had that Bible for the
Yeah, it was new.
Until like later on. That meant so much to me. I went to my mom afterwards and like, "Mom, they got me a Bible my first day."
That's so lovely. Can we give Delaney a big round of applause? Thank you, Delaney. Friends, I invited Delaney up here to show you that you don't know what you taking that opportunity to pounce will look like. You don't know whether it'll happen then and there, or if your words to someone tomorrow might affect them 10 years from now. So please, you must be willing to pounce, take those opportunities. So to recap, we need to process, spend time reflecting on your why. Have your reasons ready. We're going to have a bit of time to do that in Equip later tonight. We need to pray for opportunities to share and for the courage to share, because it can be scary. And lastly, we need to pounce. God will give us the opportunities and we need to take them. Let me pray for you. Lord, thank you so much for these incredible young people. Thank you for the way that you have changed and you are changing lives in this room. Lord, I pray that we have the courage to share our faith, Lord, but not only for the courage, but that you give us those opportunities, Jesus, that we step out of our comfort zone, Lord, and follow where you have called us. In your name. Amen.